Trump's Gaza vision gaining ground, Israeli FM calls plan most moral, humane path forward. By Joshua Klein on April 29, 2025. Encouraging Gaza's voluntary emigration is the most moral and humane thing to do. According to Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, aligning with President Donald Trump's vision to redevelop the troubled coastal territory. Speaking at the JNS International Policy Summit in Jerusalem on Sunday, Saar emphasized that Palestinians should be treated as human beings and not as weapons against Israel, deserving the same right to emigrate freely as others escaping conflict zones. Departures, Saar stressed, must be voluntary and accepted by a third country. First, he stated, a person or a family must want to emigrate of their own free will and free choice, as anyone from Syria, Afghanistan, or elsewhere is entitled to do. The second condition, he added, is that a state must be willing to accept them on the other side. Once the conditions are met, the foreign minister explained, the plan is the most moral and humane thing to do. Praising the Jewish state's very good partner in Washington, he noted that many nations around the world use the Palestinians, weaponize them, against the state of Israel, working to deny Gazans even their basic right to choose emigration. The remarks come as momentum builds behind President Trump's initiative to transform Gaza's coastline into a thriving economic hub, offering relocation opportunities to residents seeking a better future. Meanwhile, Israel remains at war with Hamas following the October 7, 2023 massacre, the deadliest terror attack in its history, when thousands of terrorists stormed the border, murdering civilians at a music festival and in nearby towns, committing mass rape, torture, executions, and abductions. In February, President Trump publicly unveiled his Gaza vision alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, proposing a major shift in U.S. policy, resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the Strip as a center of prosperity and stability. Following Trump's lead, Israel announced the formation of a new department under Defense Minister Israel Katz to oversee the voluntary relocation program. The plan aligns with the president's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. I welcome President Trump's bold initiative, Katz said, describing it as an opportunity for Gazans to seek new lives while ensuring Israel's security. According to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's renewed ground offensive aims in part to facilitate the emigration effort, with Hamas refusing compromise in ongoing hostage negotiations. Breitbart News previously reported that President Trump's Gaza resettlement plan enjoys strong support among civilians. The Center for Peace Communications found that many Gazans are eager for the opportunity to escape the war zone and start fresh abroad. For American interests, a Gaza outflow could reduce military tensions, diminish Hamas's grip, and shift humanitarian responsibilities onto willing Arab states and allies, while paving the way for deeper regional cooperation. Earlier this month, during a joint appearance with Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump reaffirmed his vision of Gaza becoming a freedom zone, free from Hamas and bloodshed. If you take the people, the Palestinians, and move them around to different countries, and you have plenty of countries that will do that, you really have a freedom zone, a free zone where people aren't going to be killed every day, Trump said, noting that the region had for too long been associated with killing and Hamas and problems. Netanyahu echoed Trump's sentiment, saying, what the president is talking about is, to give people a choice. Gazans were closed in. People could leave, in other war zones. What is wrong with giving people a choice? Meanwhile, a senior Israeli official revealed that multiple countries have now expressed interest in accepting Gazan emigrants, noting that serious progress is underway toward implementing President Trump's relocation initiative. In addition, polling suggests more than half of Gaza's residents would leave if given the opportunity, underscoring growing momentum behind the president's vision of voluntary resettlement and post-war economic revival. As President Trump drives forward a new Middle East strategy rooted in deterrence, security, and prosperity, Israeli leaders appear more closely aligned with Washington's goals than they have in years. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.